Tommy, who is the son of Nick, who owns the restaurant, spotted you there. Do you think probably he had his eye on you when he spotted you there?
Well, at first I thought he was so gripey. I know the other girl had told me, she said, I don't want you to like Tommy because I like him. And I said, I don't like him. He was gripey as he could be, especially till he had his coffee. You see, he worked the evening shift. Mm-hmm. He worked the same shift I did. His dad was really nice and not hard on you, and they would not tell you anything except once. If they told you once what to do, you better do it. And you better remember it, because they weren't going to tell you a second time. Mm-hmm. They had one of those can openers that work on the side of your table. Mm-hmm. And somebody wants a can of peaches. Well, the customer had to tell me where to go get the peaches and to open them up and break them to him. But I couldn't figure out how to work that can opener. And then he's sitting there watching me, talking to his friend. But he wouldn't help me. And finally, I said, I can't do this. You're going to have to show me how to work this can opener. Well, he showed me once, and then after that, that was all. How to make coffee, you were shown one time. We had those big urns. They only told you one time. Yeah. They didn't tell you the second time. You better listen.
What kind of a personality was Nick? Was he outgoing?
An easygoing, very, very nice guy. He died young. He died at 58.
And what did he die of?
Cancer.
Tommy, then, you just didn't really get along with Tommy at first.
I thought he was gripey.
Yeah.
Let's see, I guess it was Christmas when I was 16. He had my Christmas gift, but he didn't want to give it to me at the restaurant. He asked if I'd meet him at the Orpheum Theater before I went to work. He didn't even go in. He just gave me my gift and left, and I went in and watched the movie. It was a watch and a necklace.
Oh.
And that was kind of the beginning of when we started
dating then?
At about 16.
You graduated in 41.
Yes.
You were eventually married then, weren't you?
Yes.
You were married then in 1941. Do you remember Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941?
Definitely, I do. We were working, and at noon, they came down to the restaurant and told me about it. That's how I found out about it.
The war did affect your life because Tommy, your husband...
He went into service.
He was drafted...
Yes.
In the Army.
And Christine was two or three when he was drafted.
Christine is your first
child? First child,
right.
Yes.
So when your husband goes into the Army, you stayed here?
I stayed here in Tulsa. I moved back home with my dad and stepmom and paid them rent there. I stayed there and did the cooking and the cleaning and everything.